Okay, today's daf is Zvachim daf Ayin Aleph. We are starting the 8th parak of Masechet Zvachim. So from here on in, each parak is its own self-contained topic. So it's a little bit easier to handle in that regard. This parak is called by the Rishonim throughout Shas. They always refer to this parak as Parak HaTa'aroves. If you look in Rashi, Masechet Yuma, Tosos earlier in this Masechta, throughout Shas, Rishonim always refer to this parak as Parak HaTa'aroves, which is interesting because the first two words of the parak are Kol Hazvachim. So it's a little unusual that it will be called Parak HaTa'aroves. The problem with calling it Kol Hazvachim is the first parak in this Masechta also starts with the words Kol Hazvachim. The Masechta starts with the words Kol Hazvachim. So therefore, obviously, the title Kol Hazvachim is out. In Baba Kama, you have like that. You have two parakim that are both called Hagozel. So the Rishonim call it Hagozel Kama and Hagozel Basra. The first Hagozel and the last Hagozel are over here. They're not back to back. They're not consecutive like they are over there. Anyway, HaTa'aroves is a better name for this parak, because this entire parak deals with different mixtures of karbanos and the various sveikos that arise because of it. There are three basic types of tarovos that we're going to be discussing. One is tarovos balechayim, where you have live animals that get mixed together. One is tarovos of things that are brought on the mizbeach, like dam, emurim of karbanos that get mixed in with each other. And one is tarovos of basar akachim, tarovos of meat. So we're going to be dealing in our Mishnah with tarovos balechayim, with animals that get mixed in with each other. Now there is an assumption going into this first Mishnah, going into this entire parak really, and that assumption that we deal with is that we don't have a din of bittul barov. If it was a din of bittul barov, so all of these Mishnayos would be, certainly the Mishnah we're about to do, would be in moot point, because we're going to talk about if this animal gets mixed in with a bunch of other animals, what do you mean gets mixed in? What do you have to, it's bittul barov, you should just say bittul barov. So we're assuming that there is no din of bittul barov. So the Mishnah, and therefore the Mishnah tries to guide us as to what to do with these tarovos. Why is there no din of bittul barov? So the Gemara is going to say either because davar chashuv is eino batel, and each animal on its own is a davar chashuv, or because balei chayim are eino batelim, and each animal on its own is obviously balei chayim. So whatever it is, there are reasons that we're not going to apply bittul barov, but that has to be the assumption going into this first Mishnah. Okay, so let's see the Mishnah. Any karbanos that get mixed in with chataos hamesos. Chataos hamesos is halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim that was given in dafka in regards to a carbon chatos, that there are several situations, five situations, that could happen to a carbon chatos where the behema is not going to be able to be brought as a carbon. It's nifsal me'akrava, and the din is that it has to die. The chatos shemesu ba'aleha, a vlad chatos, a tamuras chatos, chatos shavra shnasa, chatos shekipru ba'ale ba'acheres. In all of those cases, you have a carbon chatos, for instance, that the owner of the carbon died, so it doesn't have to get a kapara for anybody. The owner died, or the vlad of a carbon chatos, or a tamura of a carbon chatos, or a chatos that aged out. It's beyond its avrashnasa, it's beyond the age that it's allowed to still be a carbon chatos. Or carbon chatos that, let's say, was lost, the bailim brought a new carbon chatos in its place, and then he found the previous carbon chatos. In all of those cases, halach l'moshe misinai, that it's mesa, that it has to die. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Psula Mekdash in Perek Dalid that even though the din is bemisa for these karbanos, we don't kill it biadayim or bikli. We don't actually go and murder the animal. Rather, we bring it into a room and we lock the door and we don't feed it, and then we allow it to die on its own. But we don't actively go ahead and kill the animal. That's the Shita Sarambam, and that's what most Rishonim seem to say. The Shita Mekubetzes in Tzmura, however, has a girsa in the Gemara that the Chamish Chatos HaMesos he has such a girsa that they would actually go ahead and physically kill the animal, not just lock up the animal. But the Rambam understands most other Rishonim that the halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim is just to let it die. Now, in addition to the requirement that the chatos hamesos have to die, they're also asur ba'achila, and they're also asur behana'a. So there are several other isurim that limit the possibilities of what we can do with these animals. We can't eat them, we can't get any hana'a from them. There is an interesting discussion in the Rishonim whether this din that you're not allowed to get hana'a from chatos hamesos is a din d'oraisa or only a din d'rabbanan. So machlokas Rishonim in that regard. So in the Sefer Nesivos Hakodesh, he asks, well, if the isra of hana'a of chatos hamesos is only mid'rabbanan, which is the pasha pshat, that it's only a din mid'rabbanan, so in the case in our Mishnah where chatos hamesos get mixed in with other zvachim, so shouldn't we take each card and say this is a suffix to Rabbanan? Meaning, if we want to know, can I use this animal, can I not use this animal? So shouldn't we look at each one and say it's a suffix to Rabbanan, each and every animal, whether it's in fact Asr Bahana, and suffix to Rabbanan Lukula? So shouldn't we automatically go Lukula? So says the Nesivos HaKodesh, this is a raya to what the Shach writes in Yerideya Simen Kuf Yud. If you ever open up a Shulchan Aruch Yerideya and open up to Simen Kuf Yud, you will see pages and pages and pages of Shach, where he deals with Kuntros HaSvekos, he deals with all the different halachos in regards to Sveikos, and not just the Shach. Many of the other achronim also have a lot to say in regards to the details of Sveikos. But the Shach writes over there that even though it's Safik Drabban, even though we generally say Safik Drabban and Lukula, but an Isser Drabban and Bitaroves, when an Isser Drabban gets mixed in with something else, then the whole thing gets treated as a Taroves Isser, and we don't say Safik Drabban and Lukula. So he said, that's what's going on over here. The Isra Hana on Chatos HaMesos is only an Isra Rabbanan. But once it gets mixed in with other animals, we're not going to say Safik Rabbanan Lekula. Besides, even if the Isra Hana is only Rabbanan, the Isra of Hakrava on the Mizbeach is an Isra Midoraisa. And therefore, that's another good reason why you don't have a simple solution in our Mishnah. That even though the Isra Hana from the Chatos HaMesos might be Rabbanan, the Isra Hakrava might be an Isra Daraisa. There's also a Gemara in Temura. It's a short amaral, so we could talk for a while. There's also a Gemara in Temura that says that on Daf Tezayin and Beis that says that of these Chatos HaMesos that are mentioned in the Mishnah, only four of them really are halachas l'misa. Of the five chatos hamesos that we mentioned before, only four of them have a din that it has to that they have to die. And one of them has a halacha that it just can't be brought as a korban, but it doesn't have to die. There's no din that it has to die. It's just that we don't know which is that one. We don't know which are the four that have a din of halacha l'moshe misina l'misa, and which one doesn't have a din of halacha l'moshe misina l'misa. There's another day on the Gemara that it's the reverse. That really only one of the five is halachas l'misa, really has to die. The other four don't really have to die. It's just we can't identify which one. We don't know which one. So some of the achronim ask a very sharp kasha. They say, well, wait a second. If the whole yisod of the din of chatos mesos is that we don't know which one, only some of them really are chayiv misa, others do not really have to die. So if that's the case, then when one of these chatos gets mixed in with other chatos, it should be a svek sveka. So forget about Safik Rabbanan, you have a Svek Sveka. Why? Take any animal out of the Tarovis. I don't know if this is the Chatos HaMesa or if this is some other carbon that it got mixed in with. And even if it is the Chatos HaMesa, I don't know if it's the kind of Chatos HaMesa that actually has to die. The kind of problematic Chatos that actually has to die. Maybe it's the kind that doesn't actually have to die. So every single situation, every single animal should be a Svek Sveka. And Svek Sveka, we should paskin l'kula. So, in the Tshuvas Marsham in Chel Gvav Sim Kuflam Dalit, he says in Echinami, if it was just an unbelievable chiddush, says if it was just one animal that got mixed in with all the others, then in Echinami you would say it's a Svek Sveka, it's Lekula. What's the situation over here? You have two of these types of Chatos HaMesos, what we call Chatos HaMesos, get mixed in with a whole bunch of other Karbanos. Once there are two of them, so now you know for sure if there's only one kind that's not Chayiv Misa, so I know the other four are Chayiv Misa, so once you have two of them, you know that there is a Chatos HaMesa, there's a Chatos HaMesa mixed in the Taroves, and therefore you're only left with one Safik. You're not going to have a Svek Sveka. And even according to the Deya, says the Marsham, even if you hold like the Deya that says that only one out of what we call Chatos HaMesos, one out of the five is really Chayiv Misa, so you have to say that all five of them got mixed in, and therefore you know for sure there's Chatos HaMesa in the mix. An unbelievable Kimta to make in our Gemara. And he says the truth is, it's Meduyuk and Rashi that way, that's what's really going going on in Rashi. Because what does Rashi say in the third line of Rashi? Chamesh chatos mesos ninhu. Vlad chatos chatos mesos bala. Tmuris chatos kibru bala. Vishavda. Vishim tis balas mum. He goes through all five. He says in Marsham. Why does Rashi go through all five? Why doesn't he just say chatos mesos bala uchadome? Like Rashi does all the time. Give an example and say, yeah, and similar such examples, things like that. Why does he have to list all five? By listing all five, he must be telling you, says the Marsham, that the case of the Mishnah is that all five got mixed in with these other karbanos. An unbelievable chiddush within Rashi. So anyway, so says the Gemara. So kol zvachim again back in the Mishnah. Start again. Kol zvachim shenasavu b'chatos hamesos. All karbanos that get mixed in with chatos hamesos, o b'shar haniskal, or get mixed in together with the shor haniskal. Right, a shor haniskal we know is a shor, let's say, that killed the person and is therefore going to need to get skila, it's going to be chayv skila. Afilu achas peribo, even if it's 1 in 10,000, so you would think normally you'd say bittel. Afilu achas peribo, even if it's 1 in 10,000. Now the Gemara initially is going to understand that this means that there are 10,000 shara niskals and one regular and one regular carbon, or 10,000 chatos amesos and one regular carbon. Then the Gemara is going to say, no, that's ridiculous. It means the other way. It means because then what's the afilu? Afilu achas peribo, even if the shara niskal or the Chatas Amesa is only 1 in 10,000 amongst the regular karbanos, Yamusu Kulan, all of them have to die. None of them can be brought as a karban. Now, in regards to Sharaniskal, there is a machlokas rishonim whether the Isser Hanav of Sharaniskal is already in existence, the Isser Hanav is already in play while the Shar is alive, or maybe the Isser Hanav only comes in after the shor is killed with skila or with shchita. So the Rabbeinu Tam holds that the Isra Nav, Shor Niskal, is only once the animal is dead. While the animal is alive, there is no Isra Hana on Shor Niskal. And the truth is, the Rambam may sound that way a little bit. The Rambam in Hilchos Ma'acholos Asuros, Perek Dalet, Halacha Chav Beis, writes, Shekivan Shenigmar Dino L'Skila, once the animal has a gemar din for skila, ne'asar v'nasake behema tameya, it becomes asar like a non-kosher animal, and becomes like a non-kosher animal, v'im kadam v'shachto shchita k'sheira, and if you go and you shech the normal shchita on it, harezeh asar b'anaya, then it becomes asar b'anaya. So what does the Rambam say? It becomes asar beforehand, but asar b'hana'a, it only becomes asar b'hana'a once you actually kill it. Sounds like from the Rambam, the kolzman that it's chai, kolzman that it's alive, it's mutter. It's only after you kill it that it's asar b'hana'a. What does the Rambam mean that it's like a behema tameya, that we treat it like a tameya? So the Arsameach over there in Hilchos Ma'achol Surus explains that when the Rambam says it's like a behema tameya, he means that if it's a cow, that its milk is asar. I mean, the halach of behema tameya is called yotzi min atame. Anything that comes out of a non-kosher animal, the products of a non-kosher animal are also non-kosher. So the milk of a pig is also non-kosher, just like a pig is non-kosher. So that's what the Rambam means, that a shor haniskal, anything that it might produce, the shor haniskal doesn't have to be a shor, it could be a chicken that killed a person, it could be a cow that killed a person. So if it's a chicken that killed a person, the eggs that it produces are aser. That's what it means, it's like a behema tmeya. But anyway, that's Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, and probably Shitas Rambam, that the Isra Hanav Shor Niskal only starts after the animal is dead. Other Rishonim say, no, it's already Asr Bahana Mechayim. Now in Mishnah, it sounds more that we're already dealing Mechayim. The question is, it doesn't necessarily have to be an Isra Hana, but okay, that's a big discussion in Tosfos, how exactly to fit our Mishnah with all the Shitos. But either way, that's the din of Ashar Niskal. So our Gemara says that the entire Taroves, it could be 10,000 to 1, it doesn't make a difference, it asters the entire Taroves, Ba'achilu, Ba'hana, every animal you take from the Taroves, you have to deal with the fact that it might be the Shara Niskal, or it might be the Chatos Shemesa Ba'ala, or the Chatos Amesos. So Tosos over here asks a very interesting question. Tosos points out that in Masechet Sanhedrin we have a similar idea of things that get mixed together, where one is Chayiv Misa and others are not. In Masechet Sanhedrin it says that if there's a taroves, if in the taroves you have one animal that's not Chayiv Misa, so none of the animals are going to get killed. And Tosfos says similar to the din by a person. You have rotsach shenis ariv b'achirim kulim p'turim. One rotsach gets mixed in with a bunch of other people that aren't chayiv misa, so you can't kill any of them. All of them are going to be pater. And the Gemara over there explains the reason why we say this by a shor that killed somebody and had a gemar din and then gets mixed in with other oxen. The reason that we don't kill any of them is because the halacha is. That you have to treat the shor with the same din as the bailum. So all of them are put from misa because of that one shor that's not nigmar dino, that wasn't nigmar din lemisa, that gets mixed in with them. So says Tosos, you see that even when rova the shvarim are chayiv misa, we pater all of them on account of the one that's not chayiv misa. So in our mission we have the reverse. We have the large majority are not chayiv misa, the large majority are not a shor niskal. Only one of them is a shor niskal, and we're going to bring all the others down with the shor niskal. Why would that be the case that yamusu kulan, we let them all die because of the one that deserves to die? So it seems directly against what the Gemara says and what the Mishnah says in Maseches Sanhedrin. So Tosfos explains that when it says in Sanhedrin that they're putter, it doesn't mean that the behemos are mutar b'hana'a because of the one animal that's mutar b'hana'a that's mixed in with them. No, Vadai says when the Mishnah in Sanhedrin says that the Pater, they're all asur b'hana'a from the moment you have a gemar din l'misa, and there's no way that they become mutar b'hana'a because of a single animal that's mutar b'hana'a that's mixed in with them. And Adrabah, from our Mishnah you see that even if one of them is asur b'hana'a, all of them are really asur b'hana'a. It's just about the chiyuv to kill them. You don't have that chiyuv in our Mishnah by the Chatas Shemesa Ba'aleha, and our Mishnah doesn't speak about a chiyuv to kill all of them. Our Mishnah says Yamusu Kulan, that they should all die. But Legabe a chiyuv of Hariga, so that's where the Mishnah is saying that Beis Din doesn't have a chiyuv to go and kill all of them because one of them is going to be Pater from Misa. Actually, in our Mishnah we do kill all of them, but there's a different reason. There's a different Chilik tells us, explains. Over there, we're talking about you have an animal that's a shor niskal gets mixed in with a bunch of regular animals. So it's all an issue of chulin. It's all regular animals with a shor niskal. So you're not going to kill all of them on account of the one. So you don't kill any of them. There's no chashash takala of anything that's going to come out. We're not worried that by leaving one alive, all the others are going to be nichshal somehow in getting hana'a from them. But in our Mishnah, we're dealing with a shor niskal that gets mixed in with karbanos. So min hadin, really, all of them should be pater from misa, but the chachamim were concerned that if you leave them alive, it's going to lead to a greater takala, because that you're going to get hana'a from the behemos that are asr b'hana'a, because every single one of them is a karban. So by kachim, the chashash was that much greater. Dafka by kachim, the chachamim were more choshesh than they would have been otherwise. Now the Achronim asked, there should have been a better reason to be more choshesh in our Mishnah, that simply the chashash, there's a greater takala that could come out from kachim. What if you shecht it outside of the Beis HaMikdash? You have an iser karis of shechut echutz. You don't have that when you're dealing with chulin. You don't have an iser karis of shechut echutz. So on that level alone, we have a greater chashash. So that's what the Taurus HaKodesh asks. Why doesn't Tosfos suggest that's the reason? That's the chilik between the two. So he has an interesting idea. He says, you can't say that because of Taroves, they're not ra'ui to come to be brought to the Pesach Ol Moed, and therefore there's no issur of Shechitas Chutz. He says, maybe you would have tainad that the Chiyuv Kares of Shechting Kachim Bachutz is only when it could be Shechted Bifnin. That's when you have a Chiyuv Kares of Shechitas Bachutz. Over here, because of the Taroves, none of them are ra'i to be shechted b'fnin, because you don't know which one is which. Memela the iser of because the iser of shechut echutz would go away. So he says you can't say that such a svara, because min haTorah the shor niskal is batal berov. Midal Raisa, it's Bitul Barov. Remember we said before, why don't we play with Bitul Barov over here? Why don't we just use Bitul Barov? Well, we can't use Bitul Barov, we said, because Balei Chayim are not Batul. That's a Dindar Abanan. Midal Raisa, it's already Bitul Barov. So Midal Raisa, every single one of them is ra'i to be brought l'pesach ol moed. So don't tell me that I'm not going to be chayiv kares on shchut echutz because none of them are ra'i l'pesach ol moed. No, they're all ra'i l'pesach ol moed because on a daraisa level, because midaraisa it's batal barov. So he says that idea of whether you're going to say that the fact that midarabanan it's not ra'i to the pesach ol moed is going to affect whether you're chayiv kares on a daraisa level is a very big discussion in achronim. To what extent a din derabanan is going to affect a status mida oraisa, and he wants to suggest that this is talui in the machlokas tanoim in Maseches Sukkah. Maseches Sukkah daf chav gimel amud aleph. The Gemara has the tanoim, the Mishnayos have a discussion about a sukkah that's built on top of a behema. Rabbi Yehuda says it's possible because you need a sukkah ruyi l'shiva, and you're not allowed to climb on a behema on Shabbos and Yantif. So it's not a sukkah ruyi l'shiva because it's midrabanan. It's also to climb on a behema on Shabbos and Yantif. Rabbi Meir says no, it's kasher because midoraisa it is a sukkah ruyi l'shiva. It's only midrabanan that you're not allowed to climb on a behema. So what are they arguing about? The fact that practically I can't use it. Practically I can't go on it. Even though it's only midrabanan, midaraisa, it's fine. Will that pasul the sukkah midaraisa? Will that change its status as a sukkah ruyi l'shiva midaraisa? So he suggests the same thing over here. The fact that I can't bring it to the Pesach Ol Moed. Why? Because midrabanan it's not batel. Midaraisa it's fine. I could bring it to the Pesach Ol Moed. Will that change its status legabe the iser of shchut echutz? That's what he wants to taina. It might. This whole discussion might actually be tullian. Okay, so let's actually cover some ground now. So even if it's a mixture of 10,000 to 1, yamusu kulan. That's the first case of the Mishnah. Second case of the Mishnah, nisarvu b'shar shenevda ba'avera. Let's say that it gets mixed in with a shar with which an avera was done, a shar that an avera was done with it. What kind of avera are we talking about? So Rashi understands shenevda ba'avera is a heading. That's the heading of the next several words of the Mishnah. Shenevda ba'avera, for example. So the word O is a little out of place. Some don't have the gears of the word O because it doesn't really fit with the way Rashi explains it. So you would say, rather than O, you would say kigon. Like, what are examples of nevda ba'avera? Shehemis esha adam al piyein echad. Let's say a shar killed somebody, but there was only one witness to the murder, that it killed somebody. OLP Abailim, or the shark killed somebody, but the only way we know that the shark killed somebody was because the owner confessed that his shark killed somebody. Biroveya, Vinirva, the shark was engaged in bestiality either on the giving or the receiving end, in the male side or the female side of it. Bimukta, with an animal that was designated to be used as a vodazara. Vineva, an animal that was used as a vodazara. Be'esna, an animal that was used to pay for a prostitute. Umechir, an animal that was used in exchange for a dog. Beklayim, an animal of klayim, betrefa, right, that was used, not of klayim, beklayim over here means it was used as klayim. Meaning that it was it together with another animal pulled a burden or something. Ubitrefa, or an animal that was a trefa. So in all these things, ubiyotze dofen, an animal that was a C-section. So in all these cases, all of those animals are possible to be brought as a korban, right? So actually, klayim could be either one. Klayim could be that it was the aver of klayim was done with it, or that it is a combination of different, right? That it was born from it like a mule. It was born from different different species, different father and mother. That's the famous, I think, Ramban al Torah, where the Ramban says that the Yisr of Klayim, the reason for the Yisr of Klayim, I think maybe Sefer HaChinuch says this way, that the reason for the Yisr of Klayim, of being Marvia Klayim with the two animals with each other to create a third breed, is that you're playing with God's creation. That it's ki'ilu, you're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you did an okay job, but you forgot a couple of things, so I'm going to fill in where you missed. So that's the time for the Yisr. But either way, it's an Yisr Midaraisa. Ubitrefa, so biyotzi dof, and all these things. So if you have these kinds of animals that are possible mixed in with other karbanos, Yiruachi stavu, you let them graze until they develop a mum, v'yimachru, and then you sell them, v'yavi b'demei yafan shaban me'ose amin, and you bring a carbon from the most valuable of the of that min that you sold. So that's the idea of that's what you do when it gets mixed in with these other types of pasul karbanos. Now in the Mishnah it's clear that if an eid echad is made about his behema, that his behema gored somebody and killed killed somebody, so the behema does not get killed al pi eduso. Because if it did, then this would have belonged in the first category of the Mishnah of a Shar Niskal. No, this is not Shar Niskal. This is an animal that killed somebody al pi abaylim. Apparently, it doesn't get killed. That and the reason just like a baylim doesn't get killed without shnei edim, so the shar also kamisas abaylim kach misas ashar. That's the concept we have in Bava Kamma, that we have a very similar set of rules for killing a shar as we do for killing a person. Also, it's clear in our Mishnah so if it's either Eid Echad or the Bailim that's Moda, so the Shar does not get killed. So why? Why is that true, that the Shar does not get killed based on the Hodah of the Bailim? So Rashi explains that it's based on the concept of Moda B'Knas Pater, that if the Bailim is Moda, the Shar doesn't get killed because it's Moda B'Knas Pater. Meaning, I understand very well by Eid Echad, so Eid Echad is never believed, so I understand Eid Echad is not going to do anything. But why is the Hodah Sabailim not going to be enough to kill the Shar? So Rashi says because it's a knas. The idea that you kill the shor is a knas, and the rule is modub knas pater. Tosos disagrees with Rashi, and he says, no, who says the misas hashar is a knas? It has nothing to do with modub knas pater. Tosos has a raya that it's not modub knas pater, because the Gemara Masech Sanhedrin Dav Yud says that if the Bailim say that Ploni Rava Shori, that so-and-so committed bestiality with my shar, that since he's Neman about Ploni, that he was Ravea, he's also Neman about the shar, and the shar gets Niskal, the shar gets stoned based on his own testimony. And we don't say Palgina Dibure and say, oh, let's believe him about the person, but not Legabe the shar. Now, if the idea of Misa Sashar, of a shar getting killed, was a din of knas, so then even though he's neman, that the shar was nirva, even with nemanus, we shouldn't kill the shar because he was modu b'knas. So good, yeah, we believe you that your shar was nirva. Still, we shouldn't kill the shar because modu b'knas. So says Tosfos, you see clearly from that Gemara that we don't apply modu b'knas by a shar niskal. Shar getting killed is not a din of knas, and the din of einu nerag al pi abaylim is even when you wouldn't say modu b'knas pater. Tosfos points out, for instance, when the Bailim says that not that I am Moda that my shark killed. The Bailim says that I saw in another town, when I lived in another town, Adam came to Beis Din and were made against my shark, and there was a Gemar Din against my shark that my shark should be killed. Just nobody knows about it in this town. But I'm telling you that there was so you wouldn't say Moda B'Knas Pater in that case, because he's not being Moda in the actual killing of his shark. He's informing us that there were two Adam that spoke about the Misa Sashar. So you wouldn't say Modub Knas Pater in that case, yet over here we would say that it's not enough to kill based on his Dibur, even though it's not a situation of Modub Knas Pater. So that's the so that's why Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. A lot of the Achronim, the Brisker Rav, they try to touch up Rashi. They say Rashi can't really mean that killing a shar is knas. It and that Modub Knas Pater really works by killing a shar. What he means to do is he means to compare it to a chiyuv knas. That just like by a chiyuv knas, you need hamada bedin dafkal yidei edim, and a hodah is not going to be mechayev. Over here also, hodah is not going to be mechayev. Hodah is not going to be enough, but not because of modub knas. So why then should a hodah not be enough? So Tosfos explains that the reason we don't kill a shar based on a hodah of the bailim is that the pasuk comes to asur a shar shenagach al pi bailim to use as a karban. We have a pasuk that tells me that a shar shenagach al pi bailim can't be used as a karban. Now the assumption of needing a pasuk to tell me that it can't be used as a karban must mean that it's not chayiv to be killed. Because if it was chayiv to be killed, I wouldn't need a pasuk to tell me that you can't use it as carbon. Of course you can't use it as carbon. You have to go and kill it. That's how Tosfos understands. Shita Mukbetzas and Tosfos and Baba Kama have a third possibility. They say the reason that you're pater when the bailum is moda, that an aver was done with his behema, is because Adam Karov Eitzel Mamono. A person is considered to be a Karov to his Mamon, and he has a Psul Kurva, so his Eidus is not accepted, because it's a Psul Kurva. Now, Yamshel Shlomo deals with the problem. Every Hodas Baldin is always a psul kurva, right? Every Hodas Baldin in the Gabi is Mama. I admit that I owe you $100. I do, in fact, owe you $100. Why don't I say Adam Karovitz Mono? So I should be put from paying you $100. So he said, no, Dafka by the din of Misas Ashar, where we compare it to Misas Adam, where we compare it to the Misas Bailim, we say that psul kurva would be in play. It's not considered like a Karov, but by normal Dine Mamanis cases, you wouldn't say anything about psul kurva. So basically, we have three shitos as to why it is that when a person is is moda, that a shor is chayiv misa, that the shor is not chayiv misa. Rashi begs a moda b'knas, Tosfos from the fact that you have a pasuk in the Torah to tell me that it can't be used as a korban, and the shittim kvetzos and tells them babakama because adam korvets al mono l'maynaf kamina. What difference does it make? What the reason is? Either way, when a person is moda, he's not, his shor is not going to get killed. So the nafkamina is where the bailum is moda that the shor was nagach and it killed. And then Edom come afterwards, and they're made that in fact happened. So according to Rashi, so this is what we call Moda B'Knas V'Achar Kach Bo Edom. So what's the halacha? The halacha is Moda B'Knas V'Achar Kach Bo Edom. Pater, that when a person is Moda B'Knas, it's not just that we don't have evidence against him. No, Moda B'Knas is a Ptur. It's a Gemar Din L'Ptur. And therefore, case closed. Edom come later, doesn't make a difference. He's still going to be Pater. So according to Rashi, if the guy was Moda that Ashar killed, and was Chayiv Misa, and then two Edom came, and were made that in fact that's true, so then the Halacha would still be Pater, because Moda B'Knas V'Achach Bo Edom Pater. But according to Tosos, according to Shinda B'Batzas, then no, that it's Daf when the only way we know it is based on the Dos Bailim, either because he's apostle to testify, or like the Shinu Bez wants to say, or like Tos wants to say, that because of Xeris HaKasuv, that on his own Hodah is not enough, but when you have Edim, so I don't care that the Edim came after he was already Moda, then he should be Chayiv. So that's enough Kamina between the various reasons. Okay, so in all these cases, we said the halacha is when with this tarovus yiru ad sheyistavu, you let them graze until they develop a mum. I always wondered that. I just saw this morning. I never realized this. Yistavu. What does yistavu mean? How does yistavu mean a mum? The word yistavu in Aramaic is a lashon of tuma. The targum of the mila of the word tamei, wherever you have targum in the Torah, wherever it says tamei is mesuav or mesoav. That it's yistavu means that it becomes tamei. So isn't it, why is yirachi yistavu let it graze until it develops a mum? So I just saw this morning the Virei Adaf, he quotes that the Bar Tanur and the Tiferes Yisrael explain that by the Torah, when the Torah mentions uses the term tuma in describing balei mumin, because in the Chumash itself in Vayikra Perichav Zayin Pasuk Yud Aleph it says vim kol behema tmeya asher lo yakrivu mimenu karban Hashem. And the Gemara Darshans and Maseches Menachos and Daf Kuf Aleph and Bechoros Daf Lamed Zayin, that the pasuk is speaking about Bali Mumin Shen Niftu Akasim Medaber, that it's speaking about Bali Mumin that were Nifta. So that's why Chazal, based on that one place in the Torah where the Torah used the word Tameh and what it really meant was Bal Mum, so Chazal always used the term Yiru Achi Yistavu until it develops a Mum, even though Yistavu literally means until it becomes Tameh. Just an interesting etymology of there. Okay, so says the Mishnah Vayter. What if nisarvu b'chulin tumimim? What if the karbanos got mixed in with chulin tumimim, with regular non-holy karbanos? So then you makra chulin tzarche also a min. So then it's very easy. You just sell the chulin for the sake of that min that you're chayiv. Again, you can't identify which are the chulin, which are the kachim. So you sell them all, and you buy all of that min, and you make them all karbanos. If you look at Rashi, nisarvu b'chulin tumimin, o echad be'echad, o zevach echad b'chulin harbe. However you want to say, whether it's one and one, or one karban and many chulin animals, you makru kala chulin tzarche min also a karban. Sorry, chulin kachim, shal min echad. So you have it's all one min, so you have all of them as kachim for that min. You just don't know which one belongs to who. So you bring each one, l'shem whoever, l'shem whichever person is chayav that karban. Kachim b'kachim min b'mino. Let's say you have a mixture of different karbanos that are the same min. It's, the only thing is they have different owners, so you don't know which karban belongs to which guy. But all of these are, let's say, karbanos asham, let's say, that are all mixed together. It's just one is Reuven's karban asham, one is Shimon's karban asham, one is Levi's karban asham. So zayikrov l'shem mishahu. Let's keep the bride. Zayikrov l'shem mishahu. V'zayikrov l'shem mishahu. So you bring each one for a bailim. You designate a bailim for each one. You bring for whoever, or you don't designate. You just bring for whoever is really the bailim. Kachim b'kachim min b'she'enu mino. Here it gets a little more complicated. You have different karbonos that are mixed together, but it's min b'she'enu mino, and you don't know what you don't know what's what. I mean, you have an ola with a shlamim where the halachos of how to bring the karbon are going to be very different in terms of the matan dam, the emurim. An ola and a shlamim have totally, it's the same animal, same type of animal in terms of it's two sheep or whatever, but one but you have an ola and a shlamim. So then yiruat shi'istavu the yavi b'dmei yafesh ben miminze b'dmei yafesh ben miminze the yafsra moser mibeso. So what you have to do is you have to let them graze until they develop a mum, sell them both. And you then need to bring from, let's say one of them you got $150 for, the other one you got $140 for, bring two $150 karbanos. So one for each person, because you don't want to shortchange Hegdish. It's going to cost you an extra $10. Okay, so add a pocket, an extra $10 to cover yourself. Nisarvu b'bechoru b'meiser. If it gets mixed in with a bechor animal or a meiser animal, now the problem with bechor and meiser is that there's no way to solve the problem by letting it stay until it develops a mum, because by bechor and meiser, even if it develops a mum, you still can't be poda it. It's still not right for pidyon, because pidyon of karbanos bechor, there is no pidyon for karbanos of bechor and meiser behema. So therefore. Says the Mishnah, you actually stuff of yochlu kibachor kameiser. You wait until it develops a mum. You wait until it develops a mum on all of them, every single one of them, and you poda the other karbanos in the taroves, and you bring other karbanos with that money, and then you eat the entire taroves with the dinim of a bachor kameiser that developed a mum. Meaning, you treat every animal in that mixture like a bachor kameiser that developed a mum, and for the money that you were poda it for, that you were poda to the other animals for, you go and you bring karbanos. Hakol yichol nesarev chutz min achatos va'asham. There could be a din of taroves by all the different types of karbanos except for chatos and asham. You can never have a taroves of a chatos and asham. And the reason you can't have a taroves of chatos va'asham is you'll always be able to tell which one is the chatos, which one is the asham, because chatos is a kivso or a se'ira and is never an ayil. An asham is only an ayil. So just look at the kind of animal it is and then you'll figure out whether it's the chatos or the asham. I'm unclear exactly why the Mishnah has to tell me that, but we'll get to that discussion in the Gemara. So it says Gemara, Maya Filu. Going back to the beginning of the Mishnah said you have a chatos amesos get mixed in with other karbanos, even if it's 1 in 10,000. So what do you mean, even if it's 1 in 10,000? If a chatos amesos gets mixed in with other karbanos that are all going to have to die, then for sure 10,000 chatos amesos get mixed in with a couple of other karbanos. Of course they're going to have to die. What's the afilu? So says the Gemara, no, we got it backwards. Hachikamer, the way we originally read it was probably really good. The Hachikamer, Kol Hazvachim Shenasavu Behen Chatos Hamesos, O Sharaniskal Afilu Echa Beribo Yemusu Kulan. It means that it's Echa Beribo 10,000 regular karbanos for the one Chatos Hamesa, not the other way around. And that's the Afilu, that even in 10,000 to 1, it's still not going to be batel. So says the Gemara, what's the Chiddush of our Mishnah? Tanina Chadazimna, everything it says in our Mishnah we already know, we already learned once. Tanina Chadazimna, it says, Kala Asun Lagabi Mizbech, Asun Bakal Shein, Haroveva Nirva, that anything that's asked to be brought in the Mizbech, anything that's asked to be brought as a carbon, we have a Mishnah in Tamura that says that even Bakal Shu, even 1 in 10,000, it's going to be Asur. And it gives the examples of Haroveva and in Nirva. Taras HaKadosh asks that in the Mishnah over there, it doesn't say, it says that all of them are Asr, it doesn't say that they all should die. In our Mishnah, it says a bigger Chiddush, that even that you have to kill every single one of the behemoths in the Taroves, and that's for the reason of the Chashash Takala that Tosfos had mentioned, right? Unlike in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, where it was mixed with Chulin, where there's not as great a Chashash Takala, so you don't have to kill them. The big Chiddush of our Mishnah is that we're afraid people are going to be Nichshel, and you have to kill them. So that's something that appears in our Mishnah, does not appear in the Mishnah in Maseches Temura. So why is the Gemara, what's the Gemara asking? What's the Chiddush? Well, it's a very great Chiddush that you have to kill them. So the Taras HaKadosh explains that no, once you know that it's Aser from the Mishnah in Temura, and our Mishnah is just telling me, okay, that when they are Aser, out of the Chashash Takala, you kill them, Why does our Mishnah have to add in Afilu Echad Bribo? The Mishnah Tumur already told me Echad Bribo, Afilu B'mashu is already going to be Aser. Our Mishnah is just being Mechadish that once it's Aser, you have to kill them. So the Mishnah doesn't need the words Afilu Echad Bribo. We already know that from the Mishnah Tumura. That's how he explains the Gemara's Kasha. But anyway, so what's the answer? Why do we need our Mishnah if we already have Mishnah Tumura that tells me that an animal that cannot be brought as a carbon gets mixed in with other animals, that they're all Aser? So I'm Ravashi, I'm I said over this kasha to Rav Simi, and he gave a tzrichasa, he gave a way to explain why I need both mishnayos. Diime hasam, had I only had the mishnah tamura, hava mina hani mina legavoa, avala hediot emalo, I would have said that's only true that they're usher to be used legavoa, but I would think that they're mutter lehediot, that you can let them graze, develop a mum, and be pod to them, and still use them for a hediot. So, but that's why our Mishnah comes and tells me, no, you have to die, that you can't use them even for a hediot. Vime hacha, and had I only had our Mishnah, hava mina hani hu di yisurei hana'a ninhu, I would say, yeah, that's only by yisurei hana'a. Had I only had our Mishnah that tells me that kachim, that we destroy the kachim, I would say that we destroy them because there are yisurei hana'a mixed in with them. But by Tamura, where we weren't speaking about yisurei hana'a being mixed in, avul hani emalo, by Tamura wasn't speaking about yisurei hana'a being mixed in with the other animals. So I would think that maybe you don't, maybe they don't become aser. Tzrichi, that's why I need both mishnayos. So says the Gemara, wait a second, what was that last tzrichasa? In our Mishnah, I would say we're only talking about Yisurei Hana'a, and tomorrow we're talking about Nani Yisurei Hana'a, Lavi Yisurei Hana'a Ninu Hatanalei. It says cases of Lavi Yisurei Hana'a also in our Mishnah. Not every case in our Mishnah is case of Yisurei Hana'a. So mi katani bekama kol shein hasam katani. But in our Mishnah, da filu echad beribo only says by Yisurei Hana'a. Over there, it tells us even by Nani Yisurei Hana'a that it's afilu echad beribo. So v'nisni hava lo bayiha. So why don't we just have one of the why don't we just have the first line of our Mishnah, not the last line? So takante tzrichale. No, because it needs to tell me how to fix the problem. What exactly to do when you have these various tarovas? Okay, we'll stop there. Hashem will pick up from there tomorrow.